Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, February 10th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in yet again, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend this past weekend and a decent day yesterday. So let's do this before we go to another teaching that Sue has prepared for us tonight. Why don't we go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll take it from there. Lord God, we just thank you that in you we have our rest, and that we can rest in knowing who we are in Christ, in knowing who you are as our provider, our healer, our banner, everything. Everything that you provide for us. We thank you for it. We thank you for the information that we have. Thank you for the Big Call platform that we have. And thank you for Sue and for Bob and for everyone else that's part of the Big Call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's that great time again. Bob will talk about it. How he loves the teaching on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And I do too. I think everybody does. Hopefully everybody does. Well, tell us what you have found for us tonight, please.
I'd love to, Bruce. And I just want to point out something that makes the big call very unusual in the way we, quote unquote, bring a teaching. What's wonderful is you're sitting in your own space in the quiet of your home, and you get to really focus on the words without a lot of demand on your nervous system. And so it allows you to enter a deeper connection to the teaching. Just try that on and see if that resonates in terms of your ability to just listen, receive, and be blessed. So here's power up your mind. I have a bike path that I like to travel often. The route takes about an hour, and most of it's flat, but there's one very big hill. Making it up that hill requires digging down deep and really pushing. I like to exercise, and I always get prepared mentally for this hill and enjoy the challenge. But on one particular day, I was tired. I'd worked out hard a couple of days before, and I'd been traveling a lot and hadn't gotten much sleep. About 10 minutes into my ride, I started thinking, I don't want to go up that hill. I don't feel like it. I don't have the strength. I don't want to have to push. I kept dreading it, telling myself over and over how hard it was going to be, wondering if I could make it. But at one point, I received a phone call, put it on speaker, and started talking. As I was writing, we talked and talked. About 20 minutes later, I hung up. I went right back to thinking about my bike ride. Okay, I don't want to go up that hill. But when I looked around, I realized that I'd already gone up the hill. I had ridden up it while I was talking, but because I was distracted, not thinking about how hard it was going to be, not convincing myself that I couldn't do it, I made it up the hill with no problem. My legs weren't burning, and I wasn't winded. I didn't feel any more tired than before. I don't even remember going up it. I wonder how many things we're telling ourselves that we can't do are just like that hill. I can't deal with these unfair people at work. I can't handle this challenge in my health. I can't lose this weight. We're dreading things, thinking weak, defeated thoughts, when the truth is that we've already been equipped to handle it. We have the strength for all things. When God created you, He put you in everything you need to, He put in you everything you need to fulfill your destiny. Mm-hmm. Now quit telling yourself that you can't do and how it's not going to work out. And all that's doing is draining your strength. When you get to that hill, you're going to discover that it's easier than you thought. You're going to have strength that you didn't know you had. It's like when your car is going up a hill and the extra cylinders kick in to give you more power. When you need it, God's grace is going to kick in and help you do what you didn't think you could do. The key is, don't cancel out the strength with weak thinking. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, I like that teaching. That was really, really good. We could all imagine what was happening with the woman who was cycling. And, you know, that is such an important thing to think about, power thoughts. And her thoughts were negative. Oh, I don't know if I can. I don't think I can do it. It was whining about something that she could do, and God would give us all the strength to do that. And she just finally was distracted, like the call said, and was able to do it without even thinking about it. Wasn't even aware. I think it's so important that we use power thoughts in our own lives to do and say positive things, you know, because in that case, it happened subconsciously. She didn't even use her conscious mind to be aware that she was going up that hill. But we have to be careful that we say the right things, that we think the right things before we say them, and that we use the fact that we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we say these positive thoughts out loud, like the one I just mentioned, and anything else that would apply to that, you know, it's putting us in a different mindset. It takes what we know and applies it to what we do. And that's really the crux of it right there. I thought it was a really good teaching. I thought, you know, it's kind of like the power of positive thinking, the power of positive thought. That's really so important to stay positive. God's not going to put something on us above that which we are able to do. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, you know, nothing is impossible with God. I mean, there's so many scriptures we can pull out to back up this teaching. I thought it was a really good one, Sue. Thank you for it, and thanks for bringing it.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, I know you're into this as well and know it very well. Tell us what you gained from this teaching and what how you'd apply it in your own life.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for helping us start the week off really well. I think I think you should write a book, Sue, and it should be called Sulosophy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Sulosophy.
So good.
Yeah.
That's good, Bob.
Yeah, it'll be subtitled.
I think I will write something very similar. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, you should do it. And it could be subtitled Adventures in Big Call Universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really like this teaching. I really, really like this teaching. It's, you know, it reminded me of how the neuroscientists talk about how much you can grow through doing things that you perceive to be difficult, and especially if you do them first. And you know, everybody's got a to-do list for the day, and everybody has kind of a hierarchy of what's easy to do and what's not. Maybe what you're perceiving to be hard is going to take physical endurance, or you know, a phone call you have to make that you don't really want to. But we know that putting those most difficult things first on your list and diving in makes it so that immediately during that day you start expanding. Your neurogenesis and neuroplasticity kicks in, and you can much more easily enjoy your day getting those things done first. It's not getting them out of the way. It's getting them done on purpose in order to expand your mind and improve your mind. And there's actually a book written about that many years ago by an Italian psychiatrist. His name was Acciaiuoli. He wrote a book called The Act of Will. And he described it as a process of having a comfort zone, and he had a pictograph where there was a circle, and inside the circle was your comfort zone, and then you would have a line that went outside the comfort zone with another circle where people could choose to go out of their comfort zone into this new area, and then they could go out of it again into another area, and the next thing you know, your comfort zone circle encompasses all those things, and it's grown much larger, and now you're comfortable doing things that you weren't before. And you can continue to do that your whole life long. And there's other, you know, brain research about intelligence, and particularly the will, where there doesn't seem to be any place in the brain physically that you can stimulate with an electric pulse that will engage this act of will. It seems as if the will is something that is more universal. It's not outside of yourself, but there doesn't seem to be a physical spot in your brain for it. And so it might explain why sometimes it's so hard to access and why people might get stagnant or procrastinate. And I think that the will has to be understood in that way, and that it's more of a spiritual thing. It's a gift of that God has, but in order to get it, you have to access it. You have to open up to it. You have to open up to your higher self that has more of a connection to your God self, and ask for it. Ask God for the will to be within you, to be available to you, to move outside of your comfort zone or get up off the couch and then see how that feels. Once you've asked for it, see if your feeling in your body changes. See if you have a somatic response where maybe your fists are now clenched and you have a determined attitude, and makes it easy to see the task to be done in a way where it's something that will easily be overcome because you've accessed that, the power of that will. And, you know, and with this, you can climb that hill that Sue talked about right at the very beginning of the teaching. And you never know what you're going to find at the top of that hill. You might find that you feel like you've really accomplished something. Like, wow, I'm up here and now I'm the champion, right? Or you might find that you got to the top of the hill and you can see across to the next hill, but there's no road that's going to go across to that next hilltop or mountaintop. And if you want to make your way over there, requires another whole strategy of faith, another whole strategy of accomplishment and elevation of your energetic self to be able to make it across to that next mountaintop and leave your bicycle behind or figure out a way to get over there. And this is the place where you can then build in your mind and with your faith a transition bridge from one place to the other. And that distant peak represents a place you want to go in your life, a new you that you want to become. And that requires a leap of faith to really become the person that's living the paradise of your own choosing. You have to have a strong enough faith to take that leap across that divide, across that gap. And that transition bridge is energetic. It's God's energy that you'll ride across to that promised land.
Wow, Bob.
Well, that was a
healing.
That's well said, Bob. I pictured that as you were saying that, and that valley that you had to go through in order to get to the next mountain peak. And yeah, sort of leaving your bike behind and making it through the valley to the next mountaintop. That was really a beautiful, beautiful analogy. You know, I love that. Sue, you're somebody who walks a lot. And you've got hills that you walk up.
Yep.
And, and I don't see you backing away from a challenge, especially when it comes to walking. And you're almost a speed walker, really, without trying to be. You know, Bob was talking about moving from one mountaintop to the next, and it reminds me of the fact that we have cycles that we go through, and we finish one cycle to get to the next cycle. And then we finish that cycle to get to the next cycle. And I think that the analogy is that the first cycle is the 30-fold increase, and the second cycle is the 60-fold increase, and the third cycle is the 100-fold increase. And we go to those different levels spiritually, not just physically, but spiritually. And I like the concept Bob had about the will. And I'd say I've learned that the will, the mind, will, and emotions are part of our soul. That's the part of the body which is the soul, which is part of the body, and the mind is part of the body. They both work back and forth as part of who we are in our physical body. So what about this teaching, Sue, made you find it? And it was extremely important that we see it and that we understood what was happening in it about our words. How did you see this teaching, and what did you gain from it?
Well, I meant it when I said I gained a deep healing. And I'm just going to pause for a moment, and I'm going to ask, because you brought it out as, basically it's about increasing our awareness. And as I was reading it and then listening to you, Bruce, and then Bob, I'm going to share a little story. It was my birthday, and I was told, just show up, just be outside. And this male friend of mine showed up, and he was pretty intense, very athletic. And I look in the back, and there's one bike in the back. Now, I didn't know what I was going to be doing, so I, just like this story, had done a pretty intense my daily workout. So I got into the car, and that's what, see, you know, people were always trying to challenge that. I get into the car, we drive an hour and a half, and we get to this place, and we walk inside, and the person says, "Wow, this is going to be quite a ride." And then said something like, "I know," and said, you look like you could be a champion mountain biker." So I get fitted for a mountain bike.
Right.
And we were on one of the most challenging mountain bike trails in New York, Bob, upstate New York, or, you know, like, you know, in certain areas of New York. And it turns out that just like this person, I get on my bike with my friend, and we're going up these really steep, gravelly inclines. I don't know how I lost this person, but it ended up like we were separated for like 3 or 4 hours, and people were saying, "I just saw your friend. He's looking for you." I mean, my mind, it was really hard. I was already spent. And I remember having these feelings. And this is what I want to say to everybody, because it really was a healing. A lot of this, for me, it was because I hadn't done it. I felt all this pressure, like it was going to be intense. People were projecting onto me. That's a lot of what's happening in our community. It's like, are you projecting onto yourself? Like, God, I've got to ace this, or, you know, whatever. And it turns out, and I want everybody to really think about this, our friend, Dr. Andrew Huberman, talks about the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, which is the AMCC. And what that is, and I think everybody on this call has a accomplish this. So I want this for healing, because I realize, God, I've really, you know, we've done these things by being on this call every time. That is strengthening this part of your brain. Yes, there is a part that gets strengthened every time you do something hard, every time you choose to repair and recover, have a deep conversation, have a conversation in truth, do something really hard. Every time, just like Bob said, that you decide that I'm going to add 20 new sit-ups, or I'm going to do a longer workout, or I'm going to go talk to a friend about something uncomfortable, or express what I'm feeling, or all those things, that part of your brain actually gets, it's in the middle part of your brain, sits between the emotional and the executive parts of your brain, actually gets stronger. And it gets stronger the more you use it, and the people that have run in hurricanes, raising our hand, run in snow, raising the hand. Anytime you've developed that thing that says, and hopefully you're using wisdom, I'm not going to let this thing outside of me be what tells me that I can do it. Every time you do that, and that can be as small as everybody on this call has been up and down with this. Every time you've chosen, I'm going to still hang in there. You're strengthening your AMCC. Look it up, your anterior mid-cingulate cortex. And it's very important, even though we're going to go into some ease, it's going to be really important because your intention on what is wise, on what's going to be strengthening you in Christ, on increasing your awareness, do I need to pay more attention to deepening my relationships, moving into a new area of my life, whatever it is that might be challenging you, and there will be new challenges. That part of your brain is going to get stronger and bigger, so you trust yourself more. So you do the hard things. I still have things that weird little, as I'm reading this, I still have weird little things that I make big in my mind, like, you know, having to do a little something that I don't like doing. I get over it, but I've noticed, and that's important too. Do I need to keep doing these things that I've been doing, or can I upgrade and use my AMCC to use my will to get out of it? That's something we're going to be called to do. So for me, I admire everybody on the call. You, Bruce, because you've really had to strengthen your AMCC to get through what you've gone through. Bob, because every day he's making a decision to show up and bring heart into and incredible community and performance into something that is changing people's lives. And all of us, you know, if you just take notice where you have used that part of your mind, where you use God's will, where you strengthen yourself, you'll be amazed if you give yourself a little appreciation for how you show up every week to learn something new on the big call. So those are my feelings. My real lived experience.
That was lived experience, wasn't it? That was great, Sue. I love hearing that story. Especially about your boyfriend that took you to the bike store.
It wasn't a boyfriend.
Okay.
It wasn't a boyfriend.
Okay. This individual.
He was a tennis player, friend. He was a tennis player. A whole bunch of things. Yeah.
Yeah. And he took you to the bike store and outfitted you in a nice road bike. Off-road bike.
He was always trying. Yeah, he didn't like that I could beat him in tennis either. So this was payback moment, you know.
Unfortunately, you paid him back again, didn't you?
I guess.
You left him in the dust.
Oh, God.
That's our Sue. Oh, man. Thank you, Sue, for that
teaching.
I got
lost. I didn't lose him. I didn't lose. I didn't leave him in the
dust. I thought you lost him. You took off and...
No. Well, he was, I don't know how we got separated, but it was, it wasn't a pretty moment when we reconnected. Where were you?
Where were you? I was worried sick about you. Stuff like that, yeah.
The whole mountain was like, you know, every other person was saying, hey, I just saw your friend. He's looking for you. I'm like... That was a whole nother AMCC moment.
That's pretty funny, I think. Oh, Sue, good job. That was really fun. Thank you for the teaching and the input that you gave and the input, Bob, that you gave. Thank you very much. I think that was terrific. And, Sue, as we segue into our prayer and praise time, I have two prayer requests that I would like to do when the time is right. So I can do it first as you're looking up things.
Okay. Let me just quickly I'd like to line up my prayer requests.
All righty, good. As you line those up.
Thank you for, okay. Why don't you go ahead? Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's great. All right. So I've got two requests. One is to pray for a woman named Nancy who went through 8 hours of dental surgery yesterday and as a result had really bad headaches and might have some difficulty sleeping tonight, but we're going to pray that that's not the case and that, you know, that she actually feels better because sometimes when you go through something like that, you get nauseous. And I believe that was part of the problem. She was nauseous from something she might have taken for a pain relief, for example. And so she ended up, throwing up and doing that kind of stuff. So we want to just pray, Lord God, that Nancy would be on your mind as she's on all of our minds tonight, to give her a sweet sleep tonight, that the headache would dissipate and go away, and that she would be able to eat something reasonable, something liquid, soup or something like that, just to keep some nutrition going, and basically move out of the pain threshold into a new way of looking at things, and sleep and rest, that she could rest in who she is in Christ. And thank you for that, for her and for the Holy Spirit in healing her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, the second request is for our own Lindsey Vonn. You guys, if you saw the skiing on Sunday, you saw Lindsey take a major spill. Unfortunately, she, I think, caught her arm on the pole as she went around that gate. I think that's what took her down. I'm not sure. I think that's what it was. But she ended up going down hard. And she has a complex fracture of her tibia. And she had had 9 days prior to the Olympics, she had had an ACL tear. And so she was skiing without an ACL in her right leg.
Ooh.
And she took that tibia break, which is connected to the ACL. Lindsey said she didn't think the ACL was what did it. And it may not have been what did it, but it was definitely part of the result. So here's my prayer. She's looking at 9 months to a year worth of surgeries and recovery. And I know she could be recovered in 30 minutes in the med bed. So I'm going to make the attempt to get in touch with the women's Olympic ski team coach and inform her when the time is right, because it's not quite right yet, but let her know that there's another way that she could be completely healed. So I'm going to pray right now, Lord God, make that way available. Open up that opportunity to connect to Lindsey's coach and maybe to Lindsey's family or Lindsey herself, because I'd love to see her completely healed and back on the snow again. She's that good, and she was always so good. Thank you for it, Lord God. Make a way where there appears to be no way, so that we can make that happen, and that Lindsey would be one of the first of the public to get in the med bed and be completely and utterly healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And those
That's
are my two
cool,
prayer requests.
Bruce. That's really cool. That's really, really very cool.
Thank you.
We see it done. We see it done.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. That's right. Don't it happen?
Yeah. So now, tonight's word is for this blessing. This is from Pastor Scott. God, it's time to begin. I'm asking with purity in my heart. There are millions of people who need you to begin this process. Millions of projects for humanity's sake and your eternal glory. I'm standing tall tonight, being bold, saying what's from my heart. We, Big Call Universe, give you all praise. Buckle up, Big Call Universe. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Amen.
Good to hear from
Thank
you,
Pastor Scott.
Scott.
Good to hear. Absolutely.
Yep. And I'm just going to say a word for my sister who's in the pod, that it goes, that's working on, foreclosures and mortgages and all that. And I can't remember how she languaged it all, because I think I wanted to read that and didn't. So I'm just saying she's working. There's so much going on to rectify all the corruption in that regard, and we have people like this pod member that are deeply engaged in bringing justice, clarity, and truth to that whole situation. So if you face that, just know there's so many of us that are doing things that can't be seen right now, but will be seen, and we just give you thanks, Ms. Pod member, for your effort, and I just wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Sure.
And now we're going to go to Genia. We praise God today and always. God is good every day. Thank you for another day. It's hard to understand or accept some of the challenges life presents, but with prayer, thanksgiving, trust, and faith in our Heavenly Father, we could handle any difficult situation with remarkable strength. Therefore, we continue to pray for all the leaders and listeners, for their health and well-being, for the RV blessing and 800 numbers, for the med beds that many of us need. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. I give you one message to hold in your hearts today. It's this. Never, ever give up. I also noted, the greater the problem, the greater your chance for greatness. Donald Trump. That's good. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. Question, will the 800 number be available for 4B this month or push to March? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Sue and Jeannie. In answer to your question, I will touch on that in detail in the Intel segment tonight. Thank you, Sue. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
For that time of prayer. All right. Sue, you just wrapped up your last Not a Class Dine last night. And I want to hear how it went. You said it looked like it was going to be an epic group when we talked last. And it sounds like it was.
It was.
So tell us how that went.
225 and 226. Yes, adventures, Bob.
Yep.
Adventures. And, you know, it's interesting when I was listening to, reading and listening to Genius Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This segment is going to be about two things. Decision intelligence and curiosity. And how curious would you be? How much more in Christ could you be if you made the right decisions and got curious about how this new Christ energy could flow through you and improve your life? Just think about your prayers and say, how did that happen so quickly? How did I get so curious? See what curiosity does to you, opening up to a new level of something you may not even thought of. There's something to be curious about. How did I get so strong? How did I get so open to new ways of doing things? And so curiosity to me is obviously it's native. And I think it's native to all of us if we haven't been suppressed in what lights up our curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And what is connected to our ability to explore and discover. So I'm going to read you two testimonials that are really, I think, just highlight the class, and then I'll talk about the class, and I'll talk to you about what we're going to make available for people to be curious about. Here's a cool piece. This is coming in from a member of the NADA Class 9 who pays for herself and her sister to come to these classes. And she is a business person for 40 years and really honest. It's amazing the people that we have in these classes. Last night was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your time with us. Prior to your classes, and this is for people that haven't taken a class yet because I'm going to set this up. I was nervous about our new world. I worried about the next step, and I don't like the feeling of being unprepared. I guess the best way to describe this journey, it's like exploring a cave. You have to walk very carefully because it's so dark. You can't see your next step. But then your guide flips the switch and the cave lights up like a football field. Then you're filled with a feeling of confidence, calmness, and excitement for what comes next. You are the guide that flipped the switch. I'm so happy that I took your classes. Thank you again.
Cool.
Much love, Carolyn. I love the way she used that as a metaphor.
I love that.
And then here's
metaphor. I was speed-launching along with you. So.
But it's true. Well, that's what we do. There's technical stuff, and Bob is going to hear it especially. There's a lot of technical aspects to these classes in different systems. Here's another one. Thank you for sharing. This is from a new person, not a class 9 lessons. You are sunshine. You present necessary material in a concise, high level, reach for the stars, inclusive manner. You encourage us to feel and to live the joy of being founders and leaders, sovereign architects of our new futures. I appreciate you, LH. So, a lot of this, and people don't realize this, you know, which is why we called it not, I don't think that's the real reason, but these aren't classes. These are new operating systems. And in anything you engage with, in terms of anything we offer, we do something really unique. 95% of you has lived in a world that from the minute you basically came to your mother's womb, what she thought, what she felt, what your father felt, all of that was programmed into your nervous system. And it's 95% outside of your awareness. So we use something called neuroplasticity in Christ, and we do these guided meditations that support your new strategic in Christ identity, which is what gifts and strengths am I going to use that are going to create meaning, clarity, and move me out of a driven, overloaded, head dominant operating mode. Head dominance, 95% of the world is left brain head dominant. The education is left brain head dominant. What you get in our classes is you get strategy. You get, you know, we talked about attorneys in this class. We talked about how to hire people in this class. We talked about how to stay coherent and regulated and what you're going to have to do in new ways. So you don't get into decision bottlenecks that narrow your ability to make wise decisions. Those are programmed into your nervous system to be, oh, I'm nervous, I'm scared, and to rush to get an answer. Or to, and you may think, ah, no, I've got this. That's not a great attitude. You can't be just like overconfident. You've got to be really paying attention in an easeful way and learning to listen more deeply inside to how your nervous system, not only your nervous system, but as I included a video in the class that people really appreciated, you're basically, you want to be studying how other people's nervous systems are reacting. Are they violent? Are they impulsive? Are they dysregulated? Can they handle, you know, there's going to be a lot of change. And so what we've done by developing these different courses is to begin to, and I think we're the only, I mean, who else is doing this? I feel very blessed, and thank you, Bruce, for green lighting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you get to actually walk through is internalizing the experience of having a Christ-based nervous system, releasing the old versions of you that can't even imagine being able to handle this, and training your attention on this is how, and there was another woman who just said, maybe it was this woman, Linda, she said, it's the slow turtle approach. Turtles just go slowly. They have that nice hard shell. They're protected. But it's the turtle and the hare fable. You know, it's, you just want to be very grounded in the way you approach things. So you make very deliberate, clear, steadying choices. And so, you know, if you want to know how you're going to develop your systems, what are your priorities, how are your teams going to be structured, how is your leadership in your family and for yourself going to land in you? Most people don't have a who am I after this happens? I have a lot of money. That's not really what it's about. How are you going to structure your attention, your flow, your rhythm, if you've never had the practice of learning how to structure your attention, your nervous system, and your rhythm? Most people have been at the effect of the world. They've never been the creator, co-creator with Christ of their reality. And we need people ready to be clear, becoming clear, so that they can do these things. And it was wonderful in the closing. We lost a dear friend of ours this time last year, a year ago. And one of the members of the pod was just remembering how he used to tease, with gold stars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the piece that should help you. This is a group of people that if you decide to take me up on my offer, we have quantum physicists. We have people that, one woman was telling us her project that she's, listen to this, this is so cool. I hope it's okay to share this. She's going to have outdoor walking paths that are covered in really snowy areas and grounding station. How cool is that, Bruce and Bob? Grounding mm-hmm. stations where people can just kind of sit and ground and do those kinds of things. You're going to hear and be with people that are at the level that you want to be at. And this person that joined our pod flew around the world for the software company. And he used to say, I don't know what I would do without the pod. Because, mm-hmm. and here's the piece, he was brilliant. He had enormous responsibility. You would think a person like that would just like, oh, yeah, I know all the leadership stuff. He knew. He used to say, I'm a futures guy. He knew that it was about humanity getting their head and their heart together so they could build new systems. And to have somebody like that say, we have lots of people in the group that just appreciate we're redesigning the systems that have been on planet Earth. But for you to do that, you need to get grounded in your foundations. You need to get, which is why we're here, what Bruce did with having Bob and I on this call. My passion has always been about conscious leadership. And Bob, and all of us are. And then Bob's immense knowledge about heart and community and building, an organization and a company that's about service and is the new model of what we're going to be building. And Bruce demonstrating his capacity to show up on this call, get through it no matter what. Those are all important things that model what you're going through. It's not us. We're all going through it. And all getting curious about, I wonder how more amazing Christ in me is going to be when I'm very deliberate in how I show up. I have no, if you're not paying attention, I have no, if you're not showing up with awareness, it's going to be challenging for you. So here's what I want to offer. We're going to make available Designing Your Best Future, and this is a program that you can listen to. There are four segments. And what it's going to do is it's going to walk you through so you can actually see and behavioralize. It's like look at behaviors. It's not what people say. It's like, are they doing something? Are they creating something? Are they making something happen? There are a lot of people that are just talking and sort of sitting around and doing that. Or can you behavioralize? Do you know what you're going to do from the minute you walk out of the Redemption Center? Do you know who you have to see, what you have to ask, what you need to think about? Do you have that? If you don't, here's a way to ensure that you're not going to be overloaded. So we're going to make Designing Your Best Future available starting right now. It's $100, and all you need to do is send us an email to Integrated Minds. I'll let Bruce spell it out later. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put your name, your telephone number, and whether you have PayPal or not. And we usually get rolling with those, you know, like maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, and then you'll have it by the end of the day tomorrow. And this is what it looks like, just to make it easy for you. You're going to have a class to listen to, and the class and the meditation. And the meditation is designed so you can actually see yourself going through the motions. That's how you get it into your nervous system. This isn't talking at you. It's letting you embody these things so that you go, oh, I've got it inside me. It's not outside of me. It's not like my head is swimming with too much information. People continuously these are very clean, well-organized teachings that are setting you up to go to your next level. So if you want to feel like you're kind of stepping into the movie, because that's what you're going to happen, but with strategy and clarity from a person that's been doing this for 3.5, February 14th, it's like, let me see, 36 years. And you want to see yourself specifically for people that have currency. Who else is teaching you how to go through it? There's a lot of information about, you know, you can be watching Q, you can be watching this, you can be doing that, taking in a ton of information that doesn't do anything about showing you how to walk through it. Nothing. Zip. This is what it looks like when I'm going through this. This is what I look like and feel like when I'm going in the meeting. These are the decisions I'm making. Has anybody given you any coaching on that? So that's what we decided to create, because it's such a big need. And the more people that are clear, you can buy it for a friend. Don't buy it. Or a family member. I don't like the thing of, here, I bought this for you. But, you know, think about if there are people that you know could benefit and would be open. Ask them first. We don't proselytize here, you know, but it's a really important thing, because the less angst, overload, and the more clarity we bring to this start, the more we're contributing to the new earth and what we're really here to do. So that's my segment for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. I thought that was really good, and I really think that it's a great offer, and I think that a lot of people will take advantage of it, as they have in the past, and it's still available now. So very good, and I appreciate that. Yes, and when you were speaking about Brian, I was thinking, has it really been a year ago? Really?
Well, it's only that he passed, but remember, we didn't know that until the 21st or 22nd,
21st,
so yeah.
Right. Yep. April, right?
That's weird, that too. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, okay. No, of February.
Of February, was it?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
I know.
He passed on February 7th, and we found out about it 2 weeks later. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's quite a guy, and I just cannot believe it's been a year. It's just crazy how things are moving, how fast things are moving already. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very
much.
You're
welcome, Bruce.
All righty. Let's move into the world of nutrition, health, and anything else. In the world of testimonials and nutrition that we've got. Bob, I'm hoping you've got a few more testimonials, because I think that's a great way to start off your segment. Bob, what do you think?
I have one in particular that's really great. A whole bunch of them came in, but I'm going to read this one first.
Okay.
This is from a man. He writes his testimony, and then he punctuates it with all these emojis of thumbs up and smiley faces, and it's very creative. He starts out, says, "Greetings. I have researched, deep dived, and taken supplements for over 30 years. Never have I found a product that is so effective. And he's talking about our new product, Collagen. I've had chronic knee and hip pain for 20 plus years. Each year, the pain getting stronger and stronger until now. The collagen has conquered the pain. Even during this very cold weather snap, I was able to do my chores pain-free, and that's important in my life since I run a horse rescue. I was sadly starting to research rehoming these beautiful homeless animals. Not now, though. They're here to stay. I've learned of this collagen via Bruce's big call. I must admit, I was skeptical, especially in this world of fraud and fake, but just something about the energy and vibration made me listen. I am most certainly glad, and the horses are too. Thank you, Boomers.
That's so good.
Wow. That's beautiful. We love horses. We love horses.
Yeah,
we love people that take care of horses, Bob, and that rehabilitate horses. And there's many people that are on the big call that have plans for horses. And Sue and I know of some people specifically.
Yeah. Well, here's a man that is going to be able to continue on with his life's work here. And for anybody that doesn't know, collagen is a new invention. It's in a brand new category of nutrition called epigenetic reprogramming. And it was designed by Eric Kurtz to do exactly what this testimonial says. And it's twofold. One is it helps to rebuild cartilage because as we age, we either slow down significantly or stop making cartilage altogether, and you get this so-called bone-on-bone, you know, issue. And but now we know that there are individual molecular compounds that are extracts from plants that when you put them in the right type of formula, they can actually penetrate into the nucleus and activate genes that have gone dormant with age, so your body starts acting much younger. And in this case, stimulating the expression of the genes for aggrecan and type 2 collagen and all the instructions about how to make collagen and deliver it just to the right spot. And then in addition, there's another molecule that it was specifically identified as activating a gene in regard to a pain pathway. And so even though this gentleman probably has not completely regrown his cartilage yet, the pain is gone because of this block, this calcium ion channel blocker that relates to neuropathic pain. And so the pain is gone, and then over time, as he keeps taking it, that cartilage will be rebuilt. And he's been having pain for 20 years or more, so there's probably significant deterioration, but over time, it'll be restored. And that's what collagen can do for people. And this is not the first testimonial like this. If you remember a couple weeks ago, the gentleman that had been struck by lightning and had fallen on a 7,000-volt electrical wire and was hospitalized and was in a car accident and was in pain his whole life and started taking the collagen and it started resolving right away. And so this is a powerful, powerful new invention from a, a renowned scientist that is pioneering and leading the way into this new future of epigenetic reprogramming. And you know, Bruce, if you watch interviews of the people that are the most involved in anti-aging research, I'm talking about people that are investing with others $1 billion or more into certain laboratories that are working on longevity and ultimately immortality. And they will tell you over and over again that epigenetic reprogramming, or so they also call it partial reprogramming, they're carefully calling it that, is where the ultimate accomplishments will be made in this age of immortality. And it's already happening. You already have the collagen is doing this for people. You also have myotrol, which is helping people get their energy back, their ability to build muscle back, their ability to enhance their neurogenesis and neuroplasticity with brain-derived nootropic factor. All of these accomplishments were done by the same laboratory, the Solva Labs in California. And we're just lucky here with the big call that Eric has commissioned us to be the distributors for these new inventions. And so literally, Bruce, the big call listeners are the first people in the world to hear about this new science. And it's not new, but the accomplishments are new. The other labs right. are still working on it. And this is the kind of thing that can take somebody like the man in this testimonial who is very skeptical. And if you're that skeptical and you take something and you get that dramatic a result, it's not a placebo effect. He wasn't expecting it to work. He was expecting it not to work.
Right. That's right.
And yet it overpowered that skepticism to the point where he can't even believe it. But anyways, there was also another testimonial. This came in, Bruce. I just love this one, and I'll tell you why. It's a different person. And he's talking about the dynamic combo. And he sent in a picture of himself with two horses. And he's outside in the mountains with his winter clothes on, and there's snow on the ground. And the two horses both have their noses right up next to him. And
oh, great.
You can see it if you go on to the website, and it'll be on the front page when you scroll down to the testimonials, because they go in chronological order. And so he writes in about the dynamic combo. Another month's supply, and I have been on this product for more than 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember this.
That's cool.
This man.
That's a good relief.
Have you ever had horses nuzzle? Have you had horses nuzzle on you, Sue, like that, like those two horses?
Of course. Of course.
That's beautiful, Bob, really.
Yeah. I'll just tell you one last testimony. A bunch of them came in. This one says, I have more energy, this person talking about myotrol, and I've been recovering from any type of cold much quicker than usual in this very cold winter season. I love this product. Much appreciated. And this other lady wrote in, I mean, she's talking about the Good Night formula. She sent us three separate testimonials. And sent us this beautiful picture of herself. And she's talking about how she's been taking Good Night formula for 4 years, and she never wants to be without it. And she's talking about Boomer Boost. Says, I love this formula. I took it for a few months, and then I had to stop for a few months. Now I'm back on it, and I notice such an improvement in my energy levels. Too bad Medicare covers drugs, but not things that actually keep you healthy.
That's interesting. True.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the testimonials. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to say was this. I was reading this article that came out. And it's an article about new trends. It's called Senior wellness trends for 2026 with practical tips for health and happiness, right? So I'm reading through this, and they're talking about, you know, very common things. I guess they're calling them trends to have people read the article. But the very first one is about community connection. And I was reading another article from a famous doctor who's a longevity specialist, and he was talking about the same thing about community connection. And they, you know, they're all saying the right things about make sure that you stay in touch with your family and your friends, and make new friends at church and go to the gym and make friends there. And those are all good strategies. But for a lot of people, especially as they get older, they need to constantly refine their communication skills. And there's nothing better that I can think of than learning about nonviolent communication, also called compassionate communication. And if you want to have more connection out in the community, the more you can do what Sue was just talking about, to get out of your head and more into your heart, is going to be the key that I believe is going to really help people to make these community connections. And nonviolent communication is a step-by-step technique that you can practice that helps you to get out of your head, get out of the tendency to be finishing other people's sentences, either thinking it or interrupting, and instead focusing all of your attention to listening and identifying feelings, what the other person's feelings might be, and relate to them in that way. And to simply get the book called Nonviolent Communication, and if you want an overview, go to our website and just type in nonviolent communication in the search bar, and you'll find the podcast that we did on it. And if you try looking for it and you don't find it, give us a call so we can direct you to it. Sometimes when you search a big website that has hundreds of pieces of content, that it doesn't always pop up just right. But don't hesitate to call us and say, hey, how do I find that podcast?
Okay. All right.
And the other thing they start recommending is, they're saying is a trend is about mindfulness and mental health. Mm-hmm. And so they recommend the typical things. Spend some time each morning meditating. Right? Yeah, well, it's a good suggestion. Great suggestion. But there's so much more to it than that. How do you spend more time in the parasympathetic and less time in sympathetic? How do you understand the difference? Do you know the techniques to get you there? Are you able to identify when you've moved from one to the other? Do you know how to do the emotional freedom technique and havening so that you can mitigate the traumatic experiences or the belief structures that are leading to your stress? And again, those are all things you can learn on our website. And of course, they're talking about fitness in these articles and nutrition, but again, very kind of surface, where they don't really tell you what the most important things are, just, hey, here's the trends and pay attention to it, but nothing about how to reduce your inflammation by a factor of 10, nothing about how to cleanse the plaque off of your villi, right? Nothing like that. And so, and the whole fitness thing, they say, well, do a variety of fitness. Well, what if you're 85 years old and you're being cared for by nurses' aides? They're helping you get to the bathroom, right? Like we know from the testimonials, get some Myotrol and Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost and get rid of your nurses' aides and go back to doing what you're doing, whether it's caring for horses or working on your farm or whatever else you want to do.
And, sure.
You know, be like Jim Lee, who works with us, who's mm-hmm. going to be 90 years old and is still up and about and doing all of his favorite things that he's always loved to do his whole life.
That's wonderful.
And just make this little switch from, you know, I'm getting old, oh, I'm 65 now, you know, and I can't do what I used to be able to do, to no, the new technology is here. It's available right now, this very minute, so that you can transcend that attitude. And all the way to, if you choose, to embracing the fact that just perhaps you're living in the age of immortality, and you're not going to continue with a progressive dispossession of your resources and shrivel away and die. That's right. Not the new game anymore. And these trends they talk about, it's nice to read the articles, but you're going to need to, you know, keep listening to the big call, check out what's on our website in order, you know, to really participate in the most powerful stuff that's going on. And with that being said, Bruce, I'll just remind people that some of the stuff we're talking about, we have really great sales right now. We've got 33% off sale on 5 different products. And
right.
I would test your memory, Bruce, but I'm going to give you a break because I know you got all this other stuff in there regarding the intel. So I'll tell people what's on sale. But last week you did a good job remembering them really well. So it's Clarity Factor. So there you go, Clarity Factor. Great nootropic. Our turmeric advanced blend, of course, with curcumin. And then our vitamin B and also our magnesium and zinc we talked about last week, how it's great to take it before bed. And it really helps with sleep, but it also helps you build and retain muscle while you're sleeping. And the last one is the olive leaf extract, which, of course, this time of year, it's a great thing to add to your combo, which we have this great combo that's on sale where it's called the gut-brain combo. You can get our premium probiotics with our digestive enzymes and the Clarity Factor all together in one kit, and it has a $36 discount when you buy them in that pack.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is we call the Beauty Sleep Combo, where you can get your Good Night Formula, magnesium and zinc, and also peptides, collagen peptides, which is a powder that gives you type 1 and type 3 collagen, which helps with your skin and your nails and your hair. And that's the Beauty Sleep Combo is $30 off of that. And the last thing is, Collagene is still a new product. We are still on our first order of Collagene. Now, today we placed a second order for it. And for people that are taking it, it comes in a 2-ounce dropper bottle right now. And the next time we do it, we're going to put it in gel caps.
Okay.
And so we just made that decision today and placed the order for our first order of gel caps. But right now, to help people get started, it's 5% off the regular price. Put it onto your auto ship program. You'll end up with a total of 15% off, and you get free shipping. And that, Bruce, is what I have. It's 20 minutes after 10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. And I want people to realize what they may have heard but maybe have forgotten, that the Collagene product was created by Eric Kurtz, and he's also the one that created Myotrol. So those two products are coming from the same designer, same scientist. And it's amazing. And Boomers, you know, is the only distributor for those products. We're exclusive. So Big Call Universe gets the first crack at these, because they hear about it first on the big call. And I just think it's terrific that the technology is there to generate products that give us testimonials like we've heard tonight. I love this story about the two testimonials that both were dealing with horses. It's such a, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. Now, I'm not a horseman. I haven't ridden, but I still love the animals. And it's just cool, Bob. Let's just make sure everybody knows how to get to your site. When you go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, boom, you're right into the Boomers website, and then you can go through and look at the various products. You can pull the on-sale menu down and see the products that are on sale. You can look at the various bundles of those products and see how they've been packaged together. And then you have, like Bob said, five separate products that are 33% off. And you can take care of that. And most people, I think, that are on Subscribe and Save, our subscription service, have put Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, together. And also, don't forget to add Myotrol, you know. And, you know, if you have pain, man, those testimonials on Collagen are terrific. And so I would say that would be a good thing. Now, if you do put products on your Subscribe and Save, you can let them know 3 days or so ahead of an order to be shipped if you need to make any changes. Sometimes you'll add a product. Sometimes you might remove a product based on what you have at home and how that's going and how often you're taking it. So realize that they're flexible. It's not a one-and-done thing. You can add to and take off if you need to on what you have subscribed on the Subscribe and Save deal. So take advantage of that. Now, the other thing is the phone number that Bob was saying. Give us a call. The number is on the website, but just so that you hear it, it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So take advantage of it. Like Bob said, if you have a question or you need some more information or you can't find a certain thing on the website for some reason, you know, give them a call. And they'll be able to help you with that. I think it's terrific. I'm glad we have a really good company that cares about people. And, of course, here's Bob is co-hosting along with Sue on the big call for 10 years now. Golly, that's terrific. That's quite an accomplishment on both of their parts. So let's do this. Let's jump into the Intel side of things, and let's see where we are. I'm going to handle some of the questions that came up from Jeannie in her prayer and praise segment tonight. So I'll do that last. I'm going to tell you, we have sources that are involved in a lot of different types of Intel. We have some that are connected in the Intel space, some that are connected in technology and that type of thing. We've got some that are connected with special forces and some that are just plain connected to President Trump and the cabinet and some of those people. So we have sources, we have information that comes from a lot of different people. And sometimes it agrees 100%, sometimes it's off a little bit. Today was one of those days that gave us a lot of different approaches to what we're waiting for. And one of the things that we got earlier, and it seemed like it morphed as it went through the day, which typically does happen. But this morning, we had heard that we were looking to get our notification. Okay, let me start with this, because always I'm speaking and something else comes into my mind. All right, so tier three is the bondholders. Tier three, we're tier four A and B, and we're tier four B if you're in the internet group, which is everybody that listens to this big call as part of that group. So tier three bondholders are to be receiving notification that they have an agreement. We could call it a contract, but it's an agreement that they need to sign and send back. And I think they're going to VeriSign it online and send whatever paperwork is included in that as an online folio. They'll send that back to the paymaster, and then that'll be vetted for one final time. And then if everything checks out, funds will be placed into their accounts. And the latest we heard this morning was that those funds would be available looking like Wednesday, Thursday. Well, that's tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday. Now, I think Wednesday's a little optimistic for that because there is a little bit of return time and verification time for that. So I would say it's more likely to be Thursday, Friday. Then the other piece that tied into us was we were looking to get notified 48 to 72 hours from today. Well, that would put us to Thursday, Friday. Okay, fair enough. It's this week, right? Everything's good. We can handle that. Okay. And then we've heard since that time that there's the need for certain countries to essentially flip their governments and make those regime changes, and you know the ones I'm talking about. Okay, all right, I'm thinking, okay, how long is that going to take? Because it's something that is ongoing, but we don't have a result yet, right? So then we've also heard, and this is the most interesting thing, is that there needs to be a timeline that takes us to the end of the Olympics. Well, the last day of competition is a week from Saturday. That's the 21st. And the 22nd would be closing ceremonies. Now, do we really have to go that long before this happens? I don't know. I'm just going to say we have heard that. And you know who has the final say, which is obviously President Trump, but who else has the final say with him? Our military. For example, we were supposed to, this is according to what I heard today, from a source that knew, we were supposed to have gone last Thursday. That would be 5 days ago. Last Thursday, we were supposed to have gone, but the military said no. Not yet. Now, what was the cause of that? Could it have been the need for regime change? Could it have been the need for something else? We don't know. Some of the information we just don't get a complete picture on. So I'm going to say this. We have the premise that we're going to have to wait a little bit longer to get our 800 numbers and to set our appointments and go. Now, we know that things change, and one of the expressions that comes out is, you know, it's like a military operation. Things look like they're going to go, and then something changes, and it doesn't go, or it morphs into something different. Well, I'm going to say I am optimistic. As you guys know, I'm not pessimistic. I'm optimistic. And I'm looking forward to this happening, and it might take a little longer than we all anticipated. But to answer Jeannie's question, is it supposed to happen this month? The answer is yes. We're pushing it a little bit, We're getting into what looks like the last week, possibly, of the month. But that's what came in this afternoon after four Intel calls. Now, a little bit of good news is that we did hear that there are two things that we should be receiving before the end of February in addition to the RV. And that is they're looking to pay people that have had taxes taken out of their Social Security. They're looking to reimburse them for that. So that's coming essentially from the Social Security office. We're looking to get that reimbursed into our direct accounts if you're on Social Security. And the longer you've been on it, the more they've been taken out over your time on Social Security. You started at 62 or 64, whenever you started, and you're 70 or 80 years old, you'll probably have more of a refund, if you will, because those taxes were not supposed to be taken out. And that's supposed to come from Social Security, a separate from the R&R that we've talked about. All right, so we're going to have to set R&R and DOGE aside for right now. The other payment that we're looking to receive is from the tariff dividends. We've talked about that for a while now. Well, that was an amount that we expect to be between $2,000 and $5,000. It could be higher than the $2,000 that we all talked about. We heard $2,000 or $3,000, even from President Trump. So it's going to be what it is. I would think of $2,000 plus, maybe all the way to $5,000, a month, starting this month, for 13 months. So just over a year, beginning this month, that payment should be hitting. And that would be a direct deposit. In most cases, it could be by check to people that they don't know if they have a bank account or not. And there's going to be some of those. I'm sure there'll be some of those. But those on Social Security, they have our bank accounts. It would go into the Social Security bank account. But realize it's not Social Security. It's not the other amount that I talked about. So those two are coming by the end of this month. The RV should happen somewhere in that 21st, 22nd for notifications, which is Saturday, Sunday, a week from this weekend. Now, remember when Sue said in her teaching tonight, she says, never, ever give up? That's exactly right. There is no give up in this. If you want to walk away, Renee, and just not listen to the big call or do something different, or watch the Olympics, I get it. Okay, cool. But there's no give up in this. There's no crying in baseball, as Bob knows. Well, you know what? I say this is the time for us to gird up our loins and keep moving forward in our lives one step at a time. Literally moving right into that new person that you're going to be when you walk out of the Redemption Center. What would prepare you for that walk out of the Redemption Center? One of the best things you could do is make sure that you have ordered Sue's Designing Your Best Future series. Because in those four segments that are each about an hour and a half each, you can listen to them at your own pace, at your own speed. You can get those for an investment of $100, and you can listen to those that will prepare you for the first 6 months to a year of your new life after walking out of the Redemption Center. It is highly recommended. You've heard the testimonials, and I'm going to say what you want to do is send Sue an email tonight or tomorrow morning to integratedminds at hushmail.com. Integrated is INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send it out to her. Let her know in the subject line you're putting DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. It's a $100 investment for four different segments of this class or this course. And you can get those. It'll be sent as an audio link that you'll click on it. You've got you've got quite a bit that you can listen to on those recordings. And it comes, I believe, as one link that is continuous. Takes you from day one all the way through it. You just listen at your own pace, and you can go back and forth and go back and listen to it again. So, highly recommended. Get it out there. Let her know in your email whether you have PayPal or not. And if you don't, she'll invoice you and allow you to pay for it in a different way. So that is fantastic. So DYBF 100, let her know your name and your cell phone number in your email in case she needs to text you something. But the sooner you get those out, the sooner she will be able to respond and get that class out to you. Okay? I think it's really, really vital that you have that and that you know that now before you go in to the Redemption Center so that when you come out, you are well prepared. That is the name of the game, preparation. All right? So I think that's very important. So I've answered Jeannie's questions, and the R&R may still be, I don't think so. I think it's going to be, when they decide to do R&R and Doge, it's probably just going to be in the month of March. Now, we also think the increased amount of Social Security will not be this month, but would be in March. But you've got two other payments that should be coming. If you've been on Social Security, you will get that refund of the taxes that have been taken out that shouldn't have been. That's one aspect. And the other aspect is the tariff dividend deposit. And we'll see, that's supposed to be coming, both of those will come before the end of this month. So that is most of the intel, I believe, that I can share. There might be something else in the way of, okay, let's talk about screen rates. We had bank screen rates last Friday on a few of the currencies. Most of them today, this morning, were flashing. And that means they're changing. Rates are changing. They're flashing 90 miles an hour. That's okay. That'll happen. And when we go in for our exchanges at the Redemption Center, we will have solid rates on the screens. We know already roughly what they're going to be. So that's all good. We just need to pray and believe that the regime changes that need to be taken place will happen and that everything else that's happening in the way of cleanup, and there's still quite a bit of it going on, will take place post-haste. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. I just wanted you to see a picture into what this intel looks like and how it changes throughout the day. And will I get anything else tonight after the call? Maybe. You know, hopefully more good news. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and thank everybody. And I want to thank Sue for doing a marvelous job, as always, on the big call tonight. And Bob, thank you for everything. And I love the testimonials. Really good ones tonight. They're always good, but tonight That was sort of special. The one guy that's working with neglected or abused horses, and will continue to work with them. That's wonderful. And I want to thank Big Call Universe for tuning in, you know, faithfully over the last 15 years. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for being support systems for us, as well as Jeannie and Pastor Scott with their continued support through prayer and praise segment. And I just want to thank everybody that's listening and the satellite team, part of our techno team that gets the call out all over the world. Thank you for that. It's really been really fun, and I look forward to doing a call Thursday night. Let's see what happens, and let's see if the intel morphs and even gets better by then, okay? So everybody, let's pray the call out, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are in the place where we should be right now, and that is in the palm of your hand where no one can snatch us out. Thank you for those who are in Christ and what they are receiving by the power of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for the future that we have together as Big Call Universe, as individuals, and as a corporate group that will go on together and work out some projects together and get together for meetings and fun events, that kind of thing. Thank you that the future is bright for us. And thank you that you're giving everyone the strength to ride up that hill and ride down the hill and make their way to the next mountaintop. Thank you for the strength. Thank you that there's no give up on the Big Call or Big Call Universe. So thank you for all that you've done for us and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a wonderful night tonight. God bless you all, and we'll see you Thursday.